day, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero from the School of Chi Energy, and we're here today talking with Year 2 student Jason. And Jason's going to talk a little bit about what his private training's been like through the school and what prompted him to come in and what it was like in Year 1 all the way into Year 2. Good day, Jason.
Hello, Sifu. It's wonderful to speak with you today.
Oh, the same here, same here. And you can see I'm pretty curious about some of these questions I'm going to talk with you about. Can you remember how you found this site? What drew you into it? And were you looking for this kind of stuff? Did you have a background in it? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, absolutely. It's very clear, like it just happened yesterday. There was always something in the back of my mind that I always knew that I wanted to get into this. And after a few experiences I had back in 2005, I had searched for something. And then all of a sudden, I just Google searched, and this was the first one that came up. And what was amazing for me was I instantly clicked on it, and I knew that was where I was supposed to go. There wasn't any question about it. I didn't doubt that that was it. It was just like I knew that was where I needed to go, and it was going to provide me with what I needed.
Is it all right to talk about what that incident was that led you to want to know more about something?
Oh, absolutely. So for me, back in 2005, I was in graduate school, very scientific. My background is in chemistry. And all of a sudden, in an instant, my life changed. The best way to describe it was the presence of God took over completely. It dramatically changed every aspect of my entire life. And at that moment, I knew I wouldn't be able to go back into science. It would have been impossible. So at that point in time, it was a matter of kind of getting reoriented with life, in a sense, is the best way to describe it, because it was so profound. And over the years, that was back in 2005, and I didn't find this school until 2014, so you can see that it took some journey to get there. So it was kind of a reestablishing where I was going in life and how I was going to go about this. And like I said, it slowly, there were things that were coming together over the years, and it was around 2014 before I searched. Something within me was like, why don't you search for a school about energy and healing? That's kind of like an inner knowingness that I got, because at that point in time, I decided internally or known internally that I wanted to go in the direction of healing. And then I Google searched, and bing, boom, there it was, the first one. And I knew that is what I had been searching for. That was going to fulfill everything that I was looking for.
It's awesome that you had that just inner knowing and confidence. Have you ever done healings or energy work before this time?
No. The thing that's really started all this was, it's funny that I remember this, but I've never forgotten this since about the age of 5 or 6, was my sister randomly came to me one day and said, do you know what your name Jason means? I was like, no, I have no idea. She's like, healer. And for some reason, that has always, I'm getting goosebumps right now, that's always stuck with me through my entire life. And then in 2005, with this profound change, one of the first things I witnessed was I broke my toe. And I had broken almost every single one of my toes when I was a kid, so I know what it's like, what it feels like, and how long it takes to heal. And something inside just said, go lay down on the bed and focus your attention on it. So I did, and immediately I felt the bones get put back in place, felt like tendons snap back in place, and I fell asleep. And the next day I woke up, there was no bruising, and I could walk on it. And from previous experience in my body, it's taken me over a month to be able to walk normally. So that was a very profound experience for me. And that kind of, from there, all kinds of things like that have happened. And here I am today in probably, for me, the most wonderful situation I could have asked for and then some.
You know, it's interesting, Jason, that you've had these healing experiences without any training, and you spontaneously did this. And then you look for a place that kind of gave you that same feeling. So that's very interesting. I didn't know that part of it. And I guess I'm going to ask you the next question. What did you say in your mind? Because usually students want to come in a while, see what this is all about, and then they're interested in private training at that point, unless they talk to us up front, find out what their needs are in that direction. you were just like, nope, I don't need to talk to you. I want the private sessions right up front.
I've always been pretty sensitive to my environment. I didn't understand what that was. I didn't have the language really until I came into the school and started working with you personally. But the language I would use now was I was very sensitive, and I saw that this was going to provide exactly what I was looking for. And right when I signed up and I had my private session with you, I knew. At the time, I didn't really understand sensitivity, but I instantly knew that you were going to provide everything, and the school as well, everything that I needed. And what really struck me was from the minute I got on the phone with you and you talked, I could feel you. And I had never had that experience before. I mean, I had had healings on my own body, but I had never been able to experience somebody else from a distance, I mean, let alone over a phone or anything. So it at that point, I was like, okay, this is for real. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, you know, some of the folks out there, they don't feel me over the phone unless I tune them in, and that's okay. You were sensitive, and you know how to tune into it, and then you discovered that we talk scientifically about energy work. You came into the school, and you found out we were teaching the science behind energy work and that it was an electrical process, and here it is. All this time you spent in physics now is presented to you in an energy healing school. Did you find that advice?
I did. That was two passions that I've had in my life coming together, where one the scientific side of it and then one the healing side. And to be able to see scientifically that all of this can be described, explained on an intellectual level, and with that have the experience of actually doing it, it just added more to the joy and the knowingness that this is where I was supposed to be. I had no idea going into it that it was going to be so based in science and have the foundation on that, and that really blew me away. It still does. I mean, all the information that you all provide is magnificent, but that kind of was final straw in a sense to say, okay, I already knew this was going to be for me, but wow, never did I think it was going to be like this.
It's the physiological part of building up electricity and then using electricity in a form. And the folks come in, they start to learn what they read out in the public pages on school about this nerve fiber building. And a lot of people feel, well, how many exercises are going to teach me? How complicated is this? And what would you say to the folks about that?
What was really amazing was there's really no hidden agenda here. What you see is what you get. All the information that you provide free before you get into the school is a perfect introduction into what you'll be getting into. And then when you get in here, it's amazingly simple, yet once you start to do it, you see that it's the simplicity, for me, that's the magnificence of it. It's really, if I had to use a word, it's really genius how the whole structure of the school is and how the exercises, like you say, are low impact, low aerobic, yet they are so powerful in what they're able to do. And then with that, having all the supplemental MP3s and videos and various additional information allows you, as you're going through and doing these exercises, to constantly have the extra information to say, okay, this is what I'm experiencing. What is that? This has already been laid out through all that.
You express that. A lot of people say, well, he took the private sessions, and you meet up with Sifu Cicero once a month, or another person would have a different instructor or whatnot. But the people that don't do the private sessions, we invite, send us a feedback report once a month. So we want them to be interactive.
Yeah, so the feedback, I will say, if I were to speak on that, is it's invaluable. I knew going in, as you know, I started private sessions right from the start because I knew that although I was sensitive, I knew that I wouldn't be able to achieve the level that I was looking for if I did it on my own. I knew that although I would learn the material, it's invaluable to have somebody sit with you that has the experience that you do as well as all the information. There's no way that you could put a price on that. And I knew I needed that information to guide me through to essentially achieve the goals that I was looking for.
And wasn't it a strange process, though, when it comes to a private session, because you think you're going to get all this knowledge, and what we really wind up doing is I get you more sensitive along the way to feel the form that you were building and how to manage the fluctuations. And first year, as you know, is a prep year. And did that year with the nerve fiber building and all the 2 to 5 minute exercises, did that prepare you for year two?
Oh, absolutely. And I definitely made my mistakes along the way. But what I discovered was, and as it said, it's a mistake-driven method, that is really the way that you learn. I mean, you go through and you try things and you follow the curriculum, and then sometimes I would get hard-headed and say, oh, well, you know, maybe I know more than I do, and boom, you get hit. And everybody's like, well, you know, you told you so. And for me, I guess I had enough insight to know that every time I would get in trouble, I only had myself to blame. But going through the first year, absolutely, it prepared me with all the MP3s and the exercises and the training and all the sensitivity exercises, definitely prepared me, but particularly the focus on the tri concept. I mean, everybody probably listening hears that over and over and over again, but I mean, that you can't emphasize enough the importance of that, and how if you stick to the tri concept, which is like the heart and soul, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Well, we might as well just call it out for what it is. The thing is, these biophotons are electrical magnetic, and they're more than that. They have storage areas. And we're just getting your nerve fibers in your arms, legs, and torso to start building up more of them. And in that first year, we want to see how you're going to handle the fluctuations and pause and get a good feeling. And you actually use a cool pack and a temperature gun to transfer that into the form. When you came on and you started seeing that, I said, Jason, can you feel the coolness, or can you feel the good feeling down that leg in that particular form as you're doing the flow pattern? And you're like, wow, yeah. And I get you to tune into that. That's why the free session or the private sessions get you tuned in to the attributes that you're putting in the biophotons. And that's what you're getting used to the first year. And a lot of people feel, well, am I going to get healed the first year? Is there health benefits? Is there this or that? And when you have a really relaxed mind and you've got electricity like this, you know, and I know, that our cells get accelerated, especially the sodium-potassium pump, which Shifu Jones talks about. And right off the bat, you're increasing the electrical input in your cells and releasing more carbon just by building up your nerve fibers in the first year alone.
Yes. Like you said, what was very helpful was you could do the exercise and you would say, oh, do you feel this, or change that attribute? And it was like real-time guidance, which, I mean, is amazing.
Well, it's interesting at first because I am disarming. I'll disarm you at first so you don't think it's too freaky, even if you can feel energy. It can be really freaky that all of a sudden that you can feel these discrete attributes. And I knew how I was like, that's kind of, you know, I've been doing this a very long time, and I've studied privately with many people, but I've never had the opportunity to really get discreetly down to the attributes of electricity, or what we call chi or prana. It really behaves like electricity. And when you build it up to high levels, which we do, this goes up to the ultraviolet range, the cooling process, which is nothing but like a cool air conditioning, not cold or anything like that. And this inflammation that you usually have in your body from daily activities and stuff, that's another wonderful way that it relieves the body of that while you're still doing the buildup of bioenergy. So the benefits reveal themselves along the way. So when you think about year one, did you receive any health benefits that had been there previously that are not showing up? Like I hear a lot of people say, my blood pressure seems more regulated. I went to the doctors and it was, or sinuses and colds, allergies. I've heard some big things, too, along the way. It just depends on the individual. Anything like that happened to you in the first year?
Absolutely. What happened to me was, like I heard you say, blood pressure. That's one thing I noticed, is I felt internally more relaxed. And when I would go to the doctor and get my blood pressure, it was lower, significantly lower than it had been in the past. And the other thing that happened was a significant health benefit, where I just wouldn't get sick when everybody else around me was sick. everybody in my house one by one would fall down by the wayside, but miraculously I would be completely fine and not have any ill effects. So the benefit of my overall health was dramatic. It was significant, and that's really what stood out within the first year.
Now, when you got into the second year and you learned a different level of form training, you were prepared, and I'm going to segue off of something you said. Now, are you noticing, and I've heard many feedback stories from you, so I'm leading you right into it, how not only your health benefits were so great in the first year, it started somehow, mysteriously, but you found out how it works, that you started affecting your children and your wife and people around you. Did you start to see that your amplification and what you were building up was now affecting them?
Oh, wow, in a significant way. I mean, it was profound going from the first year to the second year, just because, as you know, the exercise, the power outage that comes up goes way up. It was very significant, and not only for me was it significant, it was instantaneous, where I could find myself going into a particular situation, seeing it from a distance in a certain way, and as I would cool myself, get in a good feeling, relaxed mood, and move into the situation, I could literally watch the whole situation change right in front of my eyes. It was really miraculous, but obviously having all the information provided, I mean, we know what it is, but it was amazing to watch how all of this training and all the time put in not only has a wonderful benefit on my life, but all those around me. I mean, it's like icing on the cake.
If you could describe, what does form feel like to you? What does a biophoton form feel like?
Probably the best way to describe it is there's a pressure and a density and a temperature to it. That's probably the best way to describe it. As you move along, you can feel that form with different attributes. You can feel it move in different parts. But really what's, I think, the basis is there's a pressure, a density, and a temperature to it.
Isn't it interesting that the healing that takes place is you not only increase the electrical output of your cells and you're creating a biophoton form, so you're doing it outside and inside and through the body, you can actually take this form and then guide it through certain parts of the body to release peptides or serotonin. And this is all from the neck down. You never have to touch the head with this to release some of the great hormonal flows in the body.
No, that was interesting to me because I didn't really have a background in this, in energy work, but I did have a background in science. So the fact that knowing where all the various sites on the body are releasing hormones and all of that, knowing that, like you said, that we don't touch the head and that we move it through certain areas of the body and to train, it was really genius when I started to really grasp why that was and does it make a difference.
The neurons in the brain are always on and there's really specific glands up there, and electricity in a form passes through something, it's going to amplify it, and the more you do it, it amplifies it. And when you don't know what you're doing in your brain, you don't want to be messing with that too much. This, to me, was the safest way, and I've never felt this much pressure or density where I guided a form, and I'm like, my whole leg can just feel like it's floating in the air. It feels so good feeling and cool. That's what the repetition beauty of it is as you build it. Did you find like certain parts of your body were feeling like that over time in year two?
I did, and what was really neat was that you can guide the form on a specific body part, and that specific body part will feel really good feeling and cool relative to the rest of the body. And I also noticed that as you do the repetitions over the whole body, then the whole body begins to feel that way. But absolutely, you can feel it in a specific area moving through your body as well as over time over the whole body.
What about your thoughts? Were you more clear-minded? Could you go for longer periods of time throughout the day and be clear about things? How was your thinking compared in year two, or maybe year one before you came into the school?
Oh, it's just gone above and beyond what I could even imagine. I'm only in the second year. But yeah, before I came in here, I mean, I thought I had some mental clarity and had a lot of energy throughout the day. Well, wow, that was not even true. And then when I went in the first year, and then going from the first year to the second year, I mean, it was a a big jump. And what I found was in the second year, as I would do the repetitions, I could feel myself getting cooler, more good feeling, and I could also feel my mental clarity, alertness, and energy would also increase. And that would last, and still does, throughout the day. The energy, particularly in the second year, I feel like rather than needing to constantly boost myself up, you feel like you're more of a battery, that you have all this energy that you can put forth rather than needing to pull from something.
I think that's a very good description of it, and I'll fill it out even a little bit more. What's going on also is because we have a circular method, we start to bend this type of electricity in a biophoton form. We go in a circular form, and we become a generator. So our energy is not going out of our form. And we keep building up that circularity of form over and over and over and over again. And you just have to tap into it just a little bit. And it's like, well, there it is. There's my circular form right around me. All of a sudden, it's doing the work for you. I mean, healing takes on a whole different level of meaning in this school. How has that been for you?
It does. I mean, that's kind of what, when I first came in, I thought of just healing like, oh, you know, you'll heal a broken bone or, you know, a headache. But it does. The word healing doesn't really adequately describe what I would call the practical applications. I mean, it's not just like the set aside here, I'm going to do this training and then the rest of my life, you know, is something else. It literally becomes what you are. If, you know, you do happen to need a healing, well, that's there as well for all kinds of different applications. But it really becomes almost not just healing, but in every facet and aspect of your life, this flows out and not only benefits myself, but everyone that's around and probably beyond people that I even see in the proximity around me.
And you know, this goes a little bit beyond the mind of the body, and it starts to move into the spirit a little bit more. See, how much do you want to talk about that? And let's see what comes.
I'll say whatever. Yeah, I think for me, with my experience back in 2005, it was so profound that for me it was unequivocal that not only is there a God, but that God is everywhere. The terms omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent became known within me is the best way to describe it. So by the time I came to the school, I had already known that, but this just brought it to a completely different level that I could have never anticipated. And for me, it was just, this school is a gift from God to me. I mean, that's really what it is. And then as I went through, really in the second year, the term spirit, as you know, took on a completely different meaning. The experiences, I mean, I don't, some of them, and I know I haven't had many compared to probably yourself and Sifu Jones and some of the other students, but some of them just, it's hard to wrap your mind around it, that some of the things could actually come together the way that they could. I've been telling people recently, I mean, I have hundreds of stories of miraculous events that happen around the clock. I mean, what's happened really, I would say, within the second year is the miraculous is nonstop and constant, round the clock for me. I mean, everything that happens around me, I see is a miraculous event, and I feel like I'm completely guided by spirit all the time.
That's well said. That is so well said. Jason, thank you so much for coming on this evening. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I absolutely love talking about this. As you know, I could do it all day long.
Well, you have a good evening, and thank you.
I hope you do as well. Thank you, Sifu.